Is there anything going on with the old hospital down the road? Have you heard from the owners of the site?
I've been in contact with the owners of the site basically every fortnight for the last 6 months, talking to them, seeing if they've got any deals on the table. They've had the odd deal, and I've certainly advised them in regards to the graffiti on the building itself, and encouraged them to, you know, black it out. But that's up to them. That's their time frame. They own the building. And
but there is a provision within the law that council has the authority that if something is left derelict for an extended amount of time and that that site is proven to be of use to the city, doing something else and developed or whatever, or turned into a park even, that council has the authority to go in and say, right, we're going to knock it down and we're going to send you the bill.
Well, it's not as simple as that. We have to.
But basically, that's it. You do.
Basically, that's it. But we have to prove it up. So we have to get in expertise to make sure that we prove that it is detrimental to the city, how long it's been.
It's a health hazard.
Well, no, it's not a health hazard now.
Well, if kids go in there, as they do,
yeah,
anything could fall down off that building.
Well, it's pretty much secured in regards to the building because it has been cleared out. It's a concrete shell.
Yeah.
So there's about 60 tonne of debris and asbestos that was taken out of that building. So it's cleared out of that with all the glass and doors and all that type of stuff. Look, I don't disagree with the settlement by the community. I'm in the same boat here. Would I like something done to that hospital? You bet.
Yeah.
But we don't own it. We can only suggest to the owners that they actually do something about it. In regards to dilapidated buildings, there is a whole process that goes along with that. Council has to fund that process. And in the end, if it comes out saying, well, if you don't clean it up, champ, we're going to come in and we're going to bulldoze it. Well, the cost then comes back onto the community. We could be pass it back to the owners. Now, if they say, look, we can't afford that, it's a dollar a week, we're able to pay you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of risks involved with the magnitude of this project if we head down that line. So we have to be very, very cautious of be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, you can't guarantee that you'll get the money for knocking it down.
Exactly right, and you know, this could cost council $2 million, and we could have got nowhere.